You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's back in the studio, and we're joined by Purchase Area Development District's Emily Klein, who's going to tell us about the Purchase Area Senior Games, May the 6th through the 10th. Emily, thanks for being on the show and walking up the stairs to get here.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Getting ready for senior games that you're not eligible to compete in.
No, but I am on the chair. I'm the chair on the board. But yes, it's for adults that are 50 and over, and there's any skill level. There's really no skill required. You just have to have fun and want to get out there. And we have plenty of events that range from basketball, soccer, golf. We can do some track and field events, running, some cycling, kind of to get out there in this nice spring weather.
Now, you say no skill required, but I know there are some senior gamers who are fiercely competitive.
Oh, of course, yes.
Do bring it.
Oh, yes. No, I should say that there can be any skills level. But, yes, there are some tried and true seniors out there who have done this for 28 years, actually, because we're up on our 28th year, where we have plenty of people that go to the Kentucky State Games. This is a qualifying a way to go to the Kentucky State Games, and that's being held in September in Frankfort. And then from there, we have them qualified for the National Senior Games. I think the next one is in 2015. So, yes, we have some seniors that do this every year. They are very competitive, yes.
The registration packets are basically just going out for this event.
Yes, we are about to send those out. They're hot off the presses soon, and we will be mailing them out. And what we're trying to do is spread the word. So if you haven't ever done this, we can give you our number and you can call us. We'll mail you a packet or you can come by and pick one up. And again, it's from May 6th through the 10th, and there's a multitude of events all week.
Now, you mentioned that May 6th opening day has a lot of bang for the buck.
Oh, yes. Well, it's really our largest day of events. It will be at the Paducah Sportsplex. And it starts our registrations at 8:30. There's opening ceremonies. To register, if you're in the purchase area, it's only $10 for the whole week, except for if you did want to do, we have a golf tournament that will be an extra $35. But that is the only kind of extra fee, pretty much. We do have a bowling that would cost a few extra dollars. I think it's $3 for shoes and $3.50 for the game. But really, if you're just coming to that first event, it's $10. You get a free T-shirt. You get free lunch. There's going to be bingo, lots of prizes, lots of door prizes. We give out medals and ribbons to those that are competing that end up, you know, placing first, second, and third, as well as there's going to be free massages on site, free health screenings, and a lot of different community vendors and volunteers out there. So it's a really great way to stay active, but also socialize and get out there and meet people.
Nice enough that some of the events have been moved to the evening hours to allow for those who are still working.
Yes, we do have some of the events, such as tennis. We're holding in the early evening around 5 o'clock on Wednesday. That will be at the Mayfield tennis courts there outside, as well as swimming will be in Murray. The Wellness Center in the evening as well, 6:30, and bowling. So we understand that a lot of 50 and overs are still working and, you know, may not be able to make the main day events or make some of the daytime events. So if you already, you know, go swimming or you play tennis recreationally, you know, this would be great for you to be able to do. And then it is very competitive and maybe meet new tennis partners or, you know, kind of maybe meet different people throughout the purchase area that also enjoy what you do.
It's truly networking.
Really? I mean, I remember last year when we went down to the tennis, there was a gentleman who'd heard from it. He was from Paducah. He hadn't really known anyone in that group. It was maybe more local Graves County, but it was great. You know, he came down, he met some people, and who knows, from there, maybe they ended up, you know, inviting him to other, you know, tennis events or tennis clubs. So it is a way to, if you enjoy doing something, same with the golf. You know, if you happen to have off, you know, Thursday, you can get a pair, a partner, you know, come. It's at Paxton Golf Course in Paducah, and it's a great way to, you know, play and meet new people. And there's also lunch provided then, too.
So when you're getting involved in this, and looking ahead to state games and the national games, what is the sequencing? You have to qualify in your activity?
I believe you do. Unfortunately, I'm kind of a newbie to this, so I don't know all the details, so I don't want to give any wrong impression on how it works, but I do know that this is like the first step. I mean, there's local games, and as long as you show that you're participating and possibly you medal or you do well, there may be a certain times you have to meet with, like, say, the dashes and things. Again, but certainly if they have questions about it, they can call. There are other board members that have been doing this a lot longer than I have that have gone to the state in the national level, and they'd be able to answer those questions on if it's a qualifying, you know, what year and what events. But, yeah, I mean, it's a whole process. We have some tried and true board members that have been doing this for many years and have gone to the nationals as well.
You've recently lost a long-time participant in the games.
Yes. With sad news, we had a gentleman by the name of Bo Beckett, and he's from Marshall County, but has, I mean, just wide range of love for, you know, senior athletics, the senior games. He's been on the board for many years, doing this for decades, and we're going to honor him as well during the open ceremonies because he's just been, I've only known him for about a year, but he just was always out there. He was chairing the basketball. He was cycling all the time. I mean, he really loved it and was showing that no matter what age you are, you can get out there and be active and stay active, which, again, helps you to live a more fuller and longer life.
And many of your sponsors are assisted living facilities in the region, and they are going to be providing transportation?
Yeah, I mean, we have senior centers that will provide transportation to the events in every county. So if, you know, that's a big question, well, how can I get to Paducah? Certainly that's available, as well as, yes, if you have a loved one or if you are in, you know, different assisted living. We are sponsoring and collaborating with many who also like to, you know, offer the assistance of bringing participants to get out and do the games. Again, it's any age, any skill level. You know, if you feel like you might be physically challenged but, you know, want to come out, of course, there's still some events that you can do and enjoy for the day. So, like I said, it's a wide range.
Do you need volunteers?
Of course, we always do. I mean, we usually have about 75 to 100 on the opening day, but I offer any assistance if, you know, you want to get out there and maybe you're not 50, but you'd like to come out and help and participate or, you know, certainly we would love to have people. They could call, again, the number. I'll give that to you now since it's a 1-800-866-4213. That is the number to our office in Mayfield, the Purchase Area Development District. So they would just have to ask for either someone to speak with on the senior games. They can ask for Emily regarding the senior games, and we'll get them either the packet, the information to register, or if they want to just come on by and, you know, help out or sponsor us in any way. I mean, we would love to, you know, have any community support.
Our Illinois and Tennessee listeners are welcome to compete as well.
Oh, any state, any part of Kentucky as well. There is just an extra $5, I guess, fee in the registration if you are out of district. So if you're not living in the eight counties, we still want you to come. And it's a great day. And you may, like I said, network again, meet new people. So, yeah, really anyone, again, age 50 and over, is welcome to come and participate in the games.
And do you usually get how many athletes?
Well, I know the first Monday event, we had over 150 that were there on site, but throughout the week, I think we had about 250. So, I mean, it varies year to year. But again, I mean, even if you want to just do one event, I mean, you know, we'd love to see you out there. And like I said, we would get you your T-shirt and you could medal. And it's just, again, a great way to stay active. And again, if you're very interested, just give us a call and we can answer more questions too about it.
So the age range that you know of goes from 50 to 95.
Yes, we had a 95-year-old participant last year. And, and their increments to the age division. So a 50-year-old wouldn't be technically competing against a 95-year-old. I mean, that would be a little, extreme in the age difference there. We have basically five-year increment. So between 50 and 54, you know, whatever event you're doing, you're just competing against the other 50 to 54s, as well as male versus female. So there's plenty of, don't be discouraged. I mean, there's plenty of ways to, you know, win and medal and, you know, and these people, they're proud. I mean, this is a serious thing. We have, like, Beau, for example, he probably had a trophy room full of medals because he'd been doing it, and he was very skilled. So at the same time, yeah, there's different five-year increments, so a wide range of you know, different events for different people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can testify to the pride of it. My 85-year-old cousin-in-law from Kingsport, Tennessee, competed in swimming in Murray several years ago, and he medaled, and he was very proud of it. He was an aggressive sports person.
I don't think competition ever dies with you. I mean, you know, as we get older, you know, we might have done it in school or college or, you know, some young adult leagues, but I think that's a good drive, a good motivator, is to have a competitive spirit, you know.
Emily, is there anything else we should add?
Just that, you know, give me a call again. I mean, we would love to have, if you're a first time, you know, and also actually if you are inviting someone, you do get into a drawing and you can get a free registration for next year. So if you know a neighbor or a friend that has never done it, you know, kind of refer them, sign them up, and it would be great. We do have our tried and true people that are always there, but we would love to see new faces too.
The entry form can also be downloaded, yeah?
I believe so, yes. I believe on the website. But again, I'm not a tech guru, so I'm assuming if they have questions. I know we've had people go to our website because there's information on there about the games, and we've had some emails and calls. But again, if we will get you the packet no matter how we need to, okay. So we can get you signed up.
So if you're on computer, it's purchasead.org to check that out. Emily Klein is with the Purchase Area Development District, and she wants to see you at a senior game.
Yes, we do, May 6th through 10th, and just give us a call again, 1-800-866-4213. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Emily.